B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're all in the same room together.
I know. Is this the first time this month?
Yes.
Is this the first time we've all been together for the new year?
After we came back from our break, Loren was home that whole week.
Yep.
I was home the following week.
Wow.
Monday and Tuesday of this week, we were all kind of wacky. So today is the first day in 2022 that we are together in the studio.
And I almost called an inclement weather day for Roy.
You could be a delay like CMS. If you want to just lay down and we'll wake you up around.
I woke up super early, too, in case there was icy condition.
Well, happy to be here with everybody. Yesterday, Monday, it was a ghost town around the city, so we'll see how it is today. And I guess there's a storm pending again this weekend, but nobody's sure exactly what's going to happen. If you go from one channel to the next, everybody's got a different opinion on how much snow and sleet we'll get. But we'll see. That would be Friday into Saturday.
Well, they know that winter weather is coming. They just don't know to who.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is really on board.
For instance, a winter storm watch is in effect, but Mecklenburg County is not in on it, but I think Union County is. So it's like east of us.
It's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? Oh, I already have my alert, my reminder. I set my reminder to tell you the one thing I wanted to mention early this morning.
Go ahead.
I just saw it. It says, tell them I met someone named Snake.
Snake. When they introduced themselves as Snake, did you go, I'm sorry, what?
What a cool nickname, huh? I went to get my car, my wife's car, oil change and all that stuff. And the guy who was working on the car wanted to show me something. So it's crazy because you're never allowed into the garage area. But when I went to check out, the guy's like, come through the garage area and I'll show you. So when we went back there, a guy named Snake was taking it down off the lift. And it said Snake on his name tag. Yeah.
That guy's cool.
So, yeah. So we walked back there and he was showing me some stuff. And then Snake's like, yeah, you can get it done. I can do it right now.
All right, dude.
And I wanted to ask him, but I knew they didn't want me to stay in the garage area for too long. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my curiosity was killing me why the guy's name was Snake. And 100. It better be because he got bit by a snake when he was a kid or something.
You used to grab him or something.
Yeah.
Snake hunting.
No, that's not why we call him that. We call him that because he has a way of getting inside the car. He goes into the engine and, like, next thing you know, he's popping up through the dashboard. Snake, I dropped the screw in the dashboard. We need you.
I got it. I'm getting it.
Puts his hands behind his body. Anyway, I thought that was funny. What about you guys?
So last night, there's this wine bar in Charlotte called Bohemian, and I joined their club. So, like, once a month.
Look at Loren staring at you.
You're all in. Yeah. I joined the Bohemian Club, and so once a month, all the club members get together, and you just, like, drink wine and talk. And you get, like, discounts on wine if you want to buy or whatever. And you get the samples and all that stuff. So I'm at this wine club, and it's fun. It was, like, we were nervous because we didn't know how to really, you know, it's COVID. Do you go up to people and talk?
It was our first time.
It was our first time. We didn't really know the rules.
You can't have a mask on because you're drinking wine.
Right. So, like, how do you, like, I wanted
do
to go.
Do you stand really far apart and just yell at each other?
Right. And I noticed some tables were, like, a little spread out. But so I was like, well, we can't go moseying around with my wine glass talk. So it was kind of weird. But then people started drinking a little bit and everybody quit caring about COVID. And then
loosened up
a little bit. And then there was this one guy, this older gentleman. It was his first time, too. And he says that he went from California to Florida to retire. He said, but it felt like I was waiting for the grave. That everything was just so boring there and not alive. And so he moved from Florida to Charlotte so that he can be around fun life atmosphere.
Really? I heard everybody was moving to Florida for the
That's
atmosphere.
That's what I told him.
Life.
I was like, everybody goes to Florida. He goes, no, I felt like you were gonna just waiting to die.
He must have been on the west coast of Florida.
Maybe.
Well, he evidently said to the bartender that, I love how everything's so close. You know, he goes, it took me just a few minutes to get here. And the guy's thinking, oh, he must live down the road. He lived in Fort Mill.
Wow.
And I was in the city.
Somebody so. Better check how much that guy drank. He's not making sense.
No.
Yeah.
I left Florida because you can't do anything. Stupid Democratic governor.
Democratic governor. No. They're open. They're full throttle, bro. Yeah. What about you, Ren? You were not at the wine tasting at the Bohemian wine tasting.
Not at the Vintners Club. However, I did go to lunch with you and producer Nicole yesterday, and we did hot sauce.
Yes, we did.
So that was fun.
Never had hot sake.
Oh, it's so good, especially when it's cold out.
I didn't eat the rest of the day.
I was like, either.
I had soup at night, and that was it. I was so full.
I don't understand how people do that.
Nicole, imitate. Hold on, we'll get to your point. Imitate the waiter with the mask on.
Okay, waiter with the mask on.
Hey guys, do you want need a more sake?
Sake.
So we just looked at each other. We're like,
I don't know what you're saying. But nodding. We went hot sake.
We just started yelling stuff out. We could not. He was a low talker anyway. Like, do you remember intern Bashful? Bashful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he kind of had intern Bashful vibes, where he was like very like just bashful and nice, but also had the mask on. Forget it. Bashful's not. I keep saying bashful. Bashful is definitely not getting through life right now with a mask on.
Right? I don't know.
Intern Bashful wasn't as bashful when he wasn't here.
That is very true. Okay. As soon as he left the show, he became less bashful. But I get why people clam up around us. We're a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We were the guy's first customer. You thought he would have been happy to have us in there.
Yeah, but when we walk in, even like if we go into a restaurant, we're intimidating. We're loud. You know, nothing about us is quiet.
Oh, man. Well, we had fun. We missed you. So Roy wants to do a makeup lunch today.
I wanted to go to Ed's.
I'll go.
You'll go to Ed's with me?
What do I got to do? I got to go to the gym later. All right. But anyway, we got a ton to do today.
Yeah.
We got to talk about how Loren was cheated on. We have a follow-up on that.
Ooh.
Of course, we got to talk to Tina today at 8:05 for our Date Him or Dump Him. Something he did in the parking lot before the date has her all freaked out. But she didn't find out till after the date. She'll explain. Lots to do. Don't go anywhere.
It's a delayed big opening. Show. Big show. Delayed opening.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So 5G is hitting a little bit of a stop sign on the rollouts. And it's all thanks to your next flight.
This is the captain of the flight. Mm-hmm. We're going to need you to downgrade to 4G.
Are we going to have to do that?
Yeah, have you not heard about this?
Shut up.
So evidently, AT&T and Verizon are delaying the launch of 5G near some airports after the airlines are working together to get some more information on how the technology may impact your flights.
Yeah. Huh. They swear that the 5G will affect the instruments inside the airplane.
Because of it, 5G is already cell phone towers near 5G cell phone towers near airports could be grounding thousands of planes this week. I wonder, by the way, if there's been an incident.
I want to ask something, and I'm really afraid to ask because I feel like you guys might judge me if nobody else does it.
We will.
Go ahead.
Do you guys power down your phones?
Well, I put mine on airplane mode.
Sometimes I don't even do that.
Well, it just drains your battery.
Yeah, because I figured at this point, like, the everything is fine. Like, I get it. When we first had cell phones, like, they probably did something to the instruments. But, I mean, you think every person on your flight is powering down their phone?
Do you think they ask you to do that just for fun?
I can't imagine that my iPhone's going to take down the plane.
You mean to tell me that when she or
I'm
he
not
says,
making a call.
At this time, we'd like you to put your phones and your tablets on airplane mode. Loren goes, pfft.
No, but you can still, I mean, they ask you to put up your computers and stuff, but you can still use your smaller devices.
United Emirates Airlines has already canceled flights to destinations including Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Newark, Orlando, San Francisco, and Seattle because they have not stopped the 5G rollout. How about that?
Huh.
Evidently, in other countries, they've able to safely deploy 5G technology without disrupting aviation services. Those mechanisms have not been implanted here in America. And evidently, 5G cell phone signals do impact radar, which is a major safety risk.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not alone. 937 just texted and said, I never power down my phone.
What?
Do you even wear a seatbelt?
Listen, I'm getting every little bit of juice out of my phone.
You are the most annoying traveler. You get there late.
Well, I have TSA pre.
You take up too much, but you get on the plane to the last minute because you're at the bar because you don't want to sit on the plane. Take up all the overhead space.
By the way, replace bar with airport American Express Lounge. But
good point. Bar. Like you're at the Whiskey River in Charlotte.
Yeah, no, you're at the nice luxury lounge.
This is what music's playing inside Lorenz Lounge.
Right. And then
Roy goes to that lounge too.
I do. And then a person comes up and says, Madam Loren, your plane is ready.
I'm not ready yet. Tell them to wait.
You guys didn't know that they have VIP services at the airport where somebody escorts you to your flight?
Right. Dallas isn't back from the bathing room yet.
You know,
totally kidding.
They have carts for handicap. They have carts for Loren.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mady, Roy, and Loren.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
On KISS 95.1.
So you might have missed it yesterday. I know a lot of people had weird hours, and you know even CMS is delayed early this morning. I know Union County schools are on regular time. So, Loren, tell everyone who might have missed it the news that you were cheated on.
Yeah, so I got a random DM from an ex-boyfriend who I dated in, like, 2003, okay? And he confessed to cheating on me over, like, almost 20 years ago.
Roy said it best. It was 2 decades ago.
It was. And I'm like, what are you doing that my name comes up, number one? And number two, like, it took you 20 years to apologize and confess to that?
We got a lot of feedback from people who wanted to comment on that from yesterday. But here it is. Here's Loren reading the DM that she got from yesterday in case you missed it.
So he reached out to me and he said, hey, Loren, I know this is so random, but I've done a lot of soul searching lately, and I wanted to confess something to you. I cheated on you with Allison right before you broke up with me. I've held that guilt for so long because it's not in my character to cheat, but I just wanted to tell you, it looks like you're doing great.
That's it. That was the entire message.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Allison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know her.
And you're friends with his wife as well.
On Facebook. Just on Facebook. I've never met his wife in person.
So messages came through because you were like, why would someone reach out to me? We were all kind of like, usually one out of the three of us, or even with Nicole, the four of us have a different opinion. But we were all like, why would he do that?
Right.
And there's nothing that you really need to do with that information. But people commented and said, I don't need to know what you did. I don't want, like, what I don't know won't hurt me 2 decades later.
Right.
Leave it alone. Maria says, shake my head. He must be living a miserable life to do that to Loren. I would just be like, OMG, are you serious? I mean, don't let it get to you. You never know their true intentions.
I know, but he looks happy, too. Like, they just had a baby not too long ago.
Have you considered that maybe you should send a message back to him and go, me too?
I cheated, too?
Yeah, just to screw with him?
No.
Ooh, write this. I also cheated with Allison.
No, but somebody did text in yesterday, and I loved the text message. I don't know where it is now, but they said, unfriend him and unfriend Allison, but stay friends with his wife, and he will poop his pants trying to figure out what you're doing.
That's awesome. Sarah says, looks like you're doing great and happy, so I just wanted to let you know I cheated on you. All the best.
Right. Like, are you trying to ruin? Like, do you think that's going to ruin my life?
And then finally someone said, leave it be. At this point in life, what does it even matter? At some point, you obviously knew that person was no good for you. You're married with 2 great kids. So,
yeah,
just interesting that it came back from so far.
I know.
So far away. We figured that maybe he's going through some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you guys date? I meant to ask you that.
Like a year and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So not like overly long. A year and a half's a good amount of time. Okay. Well, we want to let everyone know that you can always DM us, even if you didn't cheat on Loren, at the MRL show on Insta.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, tell everyone why you can't go to lunch today. Don't hold back.
Do you really want me to say
it? Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm going to sound like the most basic chick ever.
So we want to do a little after the show lunch where we talk about the show, things going on, but you can't go.
I can't go because I have to wash my hair because I'm getting my eyebrows laminated at 1, and I won't be able to wash my hair for 2 days after that.
So nuts.
What do you mean your eyebrows laminated?
What does that achieve?
It makes them like, you know how they, I used to get them like, they basically perm them straight. So they like stick straight up, like kind of thing.
I just know they're like darker. Fuller. They look darker for a few days.
Yeah. And they look fuller.
Do you think you have thin eyebrows?
No, but I have some like spots in there that I have to fill in. And when I get them laminated, I don't have to fill them in.
Oh.
Hey, since we're talking about body parts, everybody, if you could safely do so, text us and tell us what body part you would put insurance on, because clearly Loren would put insurance on her eyebrows. If it's that important to you to have good eyebrows, you would drop insurance on your eyebrows.
I might.
Heidi Klum, the news is out that she insured her legs for $2 million.
I mean, J-Lo's got her butt insured.
And she also said that Heidi Klum says one of her legs costs more to insure than the other.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, that's weird.
She said it on the Ellen DeGeneres show. She said, when I was young, I fell into glass and I have like a big scar. So I put so much spray tan on right now so you can't see it. But one is more expensive than the other. Obviously, the one without the scar is probably more expensive.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. What body part would you insure? Roy?
Probably my gut, my chest. I'd probably insure that with the sole hope I could total it and get a new one. If I could just insure my belly so I could put a claim in as soon as possible, that'd be ideal.
So the idea of insuring a body part means that you love that body part so right, much right, you don't right, want right, it to be damaged.
Yeah. I don't
yours
know.
If is your mouth.
I don't
dude.
Know if there's any body part on me. I guess my eyelashes.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What'd you say? My mouth?
Yeah. You love to talk. Your mouth gets insured.
My tongue?
Yeah.
I'll insure my tongue. That's fine. I can do that. 704-570-9595. Tell us what body parts you'd want to have insured. We'll take your text on that. Coming up after 7. Speaking of your body, speaking of scars. My daughter will not let go of something on my body, and she talks about it every time she sees me, and she's giving me a complex. And my daughter's only 3, by the way, and she's giving me a complex. So I'll explain that and what's going on coming up after 7.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Which body part would you insure?
Heidi Klum says she's paying $2 million to insure both legs on her body. That's how important her legs are.
704 texting in says, I would insure my teeth. Because I spent 3 years with braces and had jaw correcting surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll do it.
910 says, I would definitely insure my legs. They are the strongest muscles, and I take pride in working them out. I'd be lost without my legs.
Yeah, I would too.
Are you serious?
I'd be lost without my legs. I love my legs.
I mean, I know I couldn't walk without my legs. I don't know if I'd be lost without my legs.
No, I would be in a corner somewhere lost. Literally not knowing where I should go.
336 says, I would insure my eyes. I'm Hispanic and I have hazel eyes.
Oh, hazel is a great color.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I would like to find an insurance company that would say, yes, Manny, we will insure your tongue.
Why tongue?
So we can talk.
I don't, I have like the world's shortest tongue.
Yeah, stick it out. You guys, it barely goes beyond his lips.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What is your scar story?
Oh, where do I begin?
Let's have a chat about it. Call us 704-570-9595. Think of the... Now, like, Roy, I know you're like a pincushion. You got lots of scars.
I do.
Okay, so pick your best scar story. Is it the caterpillar?
That'd be the most interesting.
You seriously have a scar from that poisonous caterpillar,
I have a scar from a poisonous caterpillar. I have a scar from a hayride accident. I have a scar on the top of my head from when I fell down a flight of concrete stairs.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll come back to you.
I tend to get hurt. I don't have a scar on my hand from when I was playing football.
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday, about doing this topic, and Roy goes, I don't know where to begin, and I thought he was joking. He's not.
No, he's not
kidding.
My daughter, you know, I had skin cancer removed in September in my forehead, dead center. It was like a bubble skin cancer, got it removed, all the cancer's out, thank God. But before I had the skin cancer removed, my daughter, who was 3, used to say, Daddy boo-boo. You know, for when she was 2, she would say, Daddy boo-boo. And I said, no, it's not a boo-boo, it's just a mole or whatever. And then I had it removed. Now I have a very small scar there. And when I change her, I'm like right in front of her. Mm-hmm. So now she says, Daddy boo-boo still. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, Rue, it's better. It's not Daddy boo-boo. Mm-hmm. I said, if you want to see Daddy Boo Boo, I'll show you a big scar.
What do you have a big scar?
I actually knew I was going to talk about this morning, and I dreamt about it last night. Mm. It's a traumatic scar.
Oh, is it the one on your butt or thigh or
something?
Yes.
Yeah. Inside my inner thigh, mm-hmm, from an atomic wedgie.
Yes, I remember the scar.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school, and I got hazed into the varsity hockey team, and that was the thing, was that the upperclassmen get to give you like an atomic wedgie, and it hurts so bad it literally dug into my skin and it's still there.
That's not good.
Well, no.
Dude, that's a pretty good scar story.
I mean, it's almost like having the Y from Yellowstone on your body.
That's a really big wedgie.
It's not going away. You want to see it?
I don't want to see it. You can keep your clothes on.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Oh, he's taking his pants off.
Always, this one.
Yeah, buddy. Pants coming off.
Yeah, hold on. Let's keep it
for you. All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm seeing video.
Specifically
so.
For scientific reasons, I'm going to show you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. Thanks. Oh my gosh, I see your full crack.
You really didn't have to take your underwear off.
I did.
Why is
here? Did you see it?
Dude, I can see more than the scar.
See that right there?
All I see is your butt.
I'm sending this to HR.
HR, this is for work.
Buddy, I can barely see, kind of.
What is wrong with you?
Like, it's right
here.
Oh, yeah.
I see it.
Thank you. You see that hurt?
Yeah.
But that was in 1990. Delete that video, please.
No way. I'm keeping this for blackmail.
I kind of too much. I thought there'd be more hair.
Well, I take care of myself, bud.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Looking for your scar story. You got a scar on your body? What's your story? 704-570-9595. I might have permanently scarred my co-host showing them my scar.
I'm sure Manny did just take his pants off to show us a wedgie scar.
It's bad, though. It's legit from my underwear from 1990 as a sophomore in high school getting initiated into the hockey team. And it dug into my... I couldn't walk for weeks.
Did it bleed?
My mom wanted to get in touch with... Yes. Mm. My mom wanted to get in touch with the high school. I was too embarrassed. I'm like, no, you can't. Like, now it's a different time. Of course, there'd be video, and that would go viral.
Someone at that school gave my little boy a wedgie.
It wasn't someone. It was the entire team. And I would be lying to you if I told you that the minute I got initiated, that, like, I didn't help get the next guy, because that's your initiation. Is like, then you can help give the next guy a wedgie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So there's just a bunch of people with wedgie scars.
Bunch of high school hockey players giving each other wedgies on the bus, Roy. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
704-570-9595. What is your scar story? We got a text message from 704.
It says, at 11 years old, I was sledding on a runner. It had blades with boards on top of the spaces between the boards. And apparently, I slid over something very sharp, and I ended up having to get 10 stitches in my rear end.
Yes, show us.
It's a story that's still mentioned every time I'm with my family.
What about you, Ren?
So the only scar that I have that's like really bad, like I've never had stitches or anything, so I don't really have scars. But there's a scar on my finger. When Dallas and I first started dating, we were driving from Pittsburgh to Florida. And we were in the middle of West Virginia in the middle of the night. We went into a McDonald's that was like 24 hours. Well, the door like snapped back and closed, like the front door, like that big metal door came back and closed on my finger. And I thought we were going to have to go to the hospital at like 3 a.m.
And it's still there.
Yeah.
And you don't have a pinky toenail. That's kind of a scar.
Yeah, but that's just
deformed.
Yeah.
You were born that way.
I was born that way. My mom has the same thing.
Yeah, she fake paint a nail on there.
Whatever planet you guys came from is a really cool spot.
All right, let's go to the phones. Helen in Lancaster, welcome to the Main Your One in the Room Morning Show. Tell us your scar story.
So do you guys remember in old trailers, the vents that used to be on the floor, you had to take it up to put the change the filter? And the HVAC went down underneath the house.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, yes, I do. You're talking about, yeah, yeah.
Kid.
Yes.
I fell down in the hole.
Oh.
Yeah, I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I have a huge scar underneath my chin still.
See, that sucks, because Helen was so young when she did it. She really didn't have control over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now she has a scar that will forever remind her of something she did when she was so young.
Yeah, it was very traumatic.
Got any scars on your butt that you want to share? That seems to be a popular spot.
Mm-hmm. No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Just asking. Helen. Thanks, Helen. Remember we had the War of the Roses where the guy saw the handprint on her butt?
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
wasn't mine.
Yeah, the outline didn't match.
All right, we got a senseless survey coming up.
Yeah, senseless survey where I call and ask crazy questions. It's coming up next.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Layla, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. You're on a recorded line. I got to ask you a few questions because whoever did your paperwork, I don't know what's going on over there in Albemarle, but they didn't do the back side of your questionnaire. So can I ask you a few questions and I'll get you off the phone?
Okay.
Whenever your niece or nephew gets their driver's license, do you say to them, I'll be sure to stay off the road?
Yep.
I guess, sure.
And whenever you're eating salsa, do you look at your friends and go, ooh, that has a kick to it?
Okay. What?
Did your dad used to say, let's rock and roll, when y'all were all getting ready to leave as kids?
No, he did not.
Speaking of when you were kids, did you go to the same place for summer vacation each year? Like you just went to Dirty Myrtle over and over and over?
We went to different places.
And how often do you tag your friends on the Applebee's $1 drink of the month posts and go, okay. Ooh, we better go there?
Okay, I think you might have the wrong
Layla,
number.
I don't have the wrong number. If I grabbed your phone today, does a photo exist of you holding a Starbucks cup, possibly sipping it?
Maybe.
And how often do you say, whoopsie daisies?
Never.
If you walk outside and you see your neighbor washing their car, do you yell over, hey, mine's next?
Okay. I really think that this sounds like not a real thing.
And let's say you have to park in the very back at Wally World, Walmart. When you walk back to your car, do you say, well, at least we got our steps in for the day?
No, I don't.
And
I'm
going
to go now.
When someone sneezes, do you say, gesundheit?
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Megan, welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Loren Morning Show. You are playing Can't Beat Loren.
Hi.
Hi. How do you do on a normal basis when you play in the car?
I did pretty good.
All right. Let's see how you do today.
Go ahead. Throw her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
Okay. I'm going. Megan, don't be nervous. All your friends are listening.
Don't psych her out.
She's from Lancaster. She's going to do fine.
All right. Loren's out of the studio. Only we can hear the questions.
All right, here we go, Meg. Jesse Williams' divorce is starting to get ugly as his ex wants to remove joint custody. Jesse Williams played Dr. Jackson Avery on what ABC medical show?
Grey's Anatomy.
This band with Haley Williams as the lead will headline alongside My Chemical Romance for the When We Were Young Festival. What band is Haley the lead singer of?
Paramore.
Sources are saying this Aquaman split from Lisa Bonet was a long time coming. The two grew apart due to distance away from each other.
Mm.
What actor is known as Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Orlando Bloom's fiance was just booked as the SNL musical guest for later this month. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
And question five, this Easy on Me singer will be starting her weekend residency in Vegas this weekend. Who is that?
Adele.
All right.
Our girl killed it.
Waving Loren back in. Yep. Megan and Lancaster got them all correct,
Woo-hoo!
Loren.
Okay.
Which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. Love it. Stop banging.
I'm building it up. I'm excited. Okay. I think you're going to lose.
I
don't think you're going to know question one.
Okay.
Jesse Williams' divorce is starting to get ugly as his ex wants to remove joint custody. Jesse Williams played Dr. Jackson Avery on what ABC medical show?
Grey's Anatomy.
This band with Haley Williams as the lead will headline alongside My Chemical Romance for the When We Were Young Festival. What band is Haley the lead for?
Paramore.
Question three. Sources are saying that Aquaman split from Lisa Bonet was a long time coming. The two grew apart due to the distance from each other. What actor is known for playing Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Orlando Bloom's fiance was just booked on SNL for a musical guest later this month. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
And this Easy on Me singer will be starting her weekend residency in Vegas this weekend.
All
right. Final score 5-5. Loren, it's a tie. You have 11 wins.
Megan, great job. You did get them all correct. That pressure did not get to you, but we are going to make you say it before we let you go.
I'm Megan from Lancaster. I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
You sure can. Thanks for playing, Megan.
Thank you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, I hate it when this happens, when family, maybe distant relative, does this move where they're like, hey, we're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be swinging by Charlotte. I would love to see you.
So someone hit you up?
Yeah, they're going to be going from Virginia down to Charleston. And Charlotte is a really good in-between spot between the two. And they do this move where my family will do this move where they won't outright say, can I stay at your house? But it is common knowledge in the family that you should always leave your door open to family.
That's nice. I believe in that.
See, I don't believe in that at all.
I know you don't, because you don't even let your parents stay at your house when they come to visit.
I do when... Yes, I do.
There has been times where you told them to stay at a hotel. Loren, am I right?
When yes, I had an apartment, it was too many people. I told them to stay at a hotel. But if I have the space, I will allow my parents. But I'm very picky on who... I don't like this whole family has an open door policy into your home whenever... Because, number one, I don't want to have to entertain people. Can't you just go stay in a hotel and we go meet up for dinner?
Who is this?
It's like a cousin.
So it's not your aunt, not your uncle.
Right.
Is it your first cousin or is it a cousin of a cousin?
I think it might be a second cousin.
Okay. And they reached out to you on socials or whatever.
Going to Charleston, going to be swinging by. And they didn't ask, but I know it's going to come that... You know, hey, we'll stay in Charlotte and...
But do you think maybe it's just lunch or dinner and then back on the road?
Oh, no. I imagine it'd be for
overnight.
The night. Yeah, it'd be overnight.
Okay, and when you talk to your fiancé, Sterling, how did he handle the request to stay overnight?
He's okay with anybody. I'm the one who has issues of people staying the night.
To be fair, Roy doesn't like to stay with people either, though. So that door does swing both ways. It's not like, you know...
It does.
Yeah, but don't forget, on Tuesday, he told us that he let the utility guy go in and use the bathroom while he kept walking.
Yes.
I recognize that I'm not good with my own rules.
Or making decisions.
But I'm now in this situation to where I don't know how to tell a family member that's not my intermediate family, no, you cannot stay in my house.
I have your phone, and I'm going to write back.
What do you do? Do you just say, hey, I'll send you hotel ideas?
No.
Dear cousin, please come dressed as a Duke Energy worker, and then I will allow you to come into my home.
Now, I feel like if you don't want them to stay overnight, you could maybe tell them, like, find out when they're coming in town first, and then say, oh, man, you know, I'm really slammed that weekend, but I'd love to meet you for coffee or lunch.
We got a little time here. Is there anyone else that's like Roy that is like, no, I don't want family to stay at my house?
When you say that, it sounds awful.
But it's true. It is what it is.
I mean, I love it if my sister stays or Sterling's intermediate.
Well, what's
family
up with this cousin?
They're too...
They're going to fly the Trump flag or something?
No, it's not about politics, okay, really. Well, I mean, we are in a pandemic. I don't know if they're vaccinated or not. But they're too removed. I don't want to have to host. And then, like, what if there's a lull? Oh, my gosh.
980 says, Roy, I agree. I don't want anyone staying in my house either. Get your own hotel room. But 980, we're talking about family here. And you started it off by saying that, like, there's a policy in your family that family stays with family.
Oh, because my family used to be the type where, like, you'd go over to Mama's and you wouldn't even call. You would just, like, show up. Like, that's how my family is. Like, literally open door.
Lots of text messages coming in. We'll read them. You can jump on the phone, 704-570-9595. Did you ever have to throw a relative out of your house while they were staying? It's called doing a Roy on the Maney Roy and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy says that he's got a distant relative, a cousin of a cousin or someone like that, who wants to stay at the house. They reached out to him, and he's like, doesn't want that.
Yeah, and like I said, okay, so 704 just texted in and said it's a courtesy for family to stay at your house while you're traveling from out of town. And I expect the same when I stay with them. But Roy, I just said this.
I don't want to stay at their house.
The door does not swing both ways. Swing both ways for Roy. He doesn't want to stay at their
house.
Don't
stay at my place. I'm not going to ask you to stay at yours.
No, I would feel much more comfortable at a hotel. And, you know, here's the thing. I have a small ranch. You know, I'm not like one of these richos with two floors that you can shove people off on a wing of a house. Like, it is very intimate in my home. Keela in Lincolnton, you're on with the Maney Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning. Roy, I agree with you because I'm going to tell you something. My own sister's same mother, she called me. My niece was passing by. We were going to Texas. Actually, we were going to my mother's birthday in Texas. She missed her flight, and when she asked me to go pick her up at the airport in Charlotte, I went to pick her up and put her in a hotel, and I made sure she had a lift to go back to the airport. I did not put her at my house.
You're so cold, Keela. Oh, my gosh. I can feel it from here.
There's nothing cold about it.
It's not cold. It's not that. If my sister come down, and I met her at the gas station and told her where the hotel is, and I had already paid for the hotel. I'm not that kind. And it's true. Sometimes people come to your house and you feel like you're obligated to so much.
Okay.
But and you know, Keely, thank you so much for calling in. Like, don't you, the person that's traveling and, like, don't you want to be able to get away, like, if it, like, from...
You want to shut it off at some point.
Right? Like, why do you want to be around a family member nonstop? Like, even when I go back home for Christmas, I'm, like, staying in a hotel for a few days. I then stay with my mom. I stay with my sister. But I'm not staying days on end.
803 said parents and siblings only.
I
saw that. I like that one. Parents and siblings only.
If I haven't seen you in the last 6 months, nope.
I agree.
So, I have aunts from Pittsburgh, and I tell you guys this all the time. They go to my mom's house in Fort Lauderdale, and they don't leave for months.
Yeah.
But I bet if they were in a hotel room, they'd get out a lot faster.
980 texted in and said that their mother invited her brother, and they stayed for, like, weeks. She's like, I didn't even have a really close relationship with my uncle.
I wouldn't even let you, Maney, stay the night in my house.
I don't want to stay. Actually, I'm here. This is going to surprise you. Uh-huh. I'm going up to Roanoke, and I'm staying at that cousin's place. Who wants to come here? It's already all planned out. Date or dump them coming up 8:05 this morning. We've got to help Tina's date fate. Wait to hear it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.